If Barry Sadlin Arena expands in size and capacity, there's a corresponding price tag. Councillors heard a presentation Wednesday night that included six options, ranging in price from $12.3 million to $43.5 million, and increasing the seats from 4,200 now and adding 580 to 1,210 more. "What's being proposed here is a property improvement plan," said Mayor Alex Nuttall. "It's something that's giving us lots of options. If you put enough money into it, you can accomplish anything, and I think that's the question that some of us are going to wrestle with," said Cowan. Claire Rietma. "It's a large-scale capital investment that is going to pay dividends to the local economy," said Sierra Planning and Management's John Hack, who made the presentation last night and authored the report. It contains, in the six options, details on additional space for the Bayview Drive facility of 659 to 4,592 square meters, renovation space of 355 to 1,226 square meters, team facilities, including dressing rooms, of 258 to 998 square meters, as well as a new lobby and food court of 561 to 1,804 square meters. Only one of the six options included multi-purpose space, of 1,753 square meters, and it was the option with a $43.5 million price tag. The preferred option has 5,410 seats, an addition of 4,592 square meters, a renovation area of 1,226 square meters, team facilities of 944 square meters, a new lobby and food court of 1,305 square meters, no multi-purpose facilities, and a $40.8 million bill. "This probably is the option that makes the most sense," Hack said. "It has the most benefits, it maximizes seat count and it adds a modernization to the facility overall which is going to, I think, pay dividends. If you are asking us what we would recommend, money aside, it's not cheap. But there are going to be benefits over 10 to 15 years. It is likely to have the greatest operational benefit and represents an acceptable balance in terms of relative capital costs," he added. Cowan. Bryn Hamilton wondered aloud about this council's capital investment priorities. "We have the Performing Arts Center in queue, we have two new community rec centers in queue, so just looking at the funding for this, is the funding expected to come all from city capital, or were there grants that are available for this?" she asked. "Is this completely city-led capital investment that we would be adding in queue in addition to all the rest?" "That's one of the many things staff will have to look at in the staff report," Nuttall said. "I would expect if there is a staff recommendation to proceed with a certain option that there would be some sort of funding aligned to it. But there's no staff report on the horizon. Typically, staff are provided with the finalized report prior to it going to council. That didn't happen in this case," said Michael Prowse, Barry's chief administrative officer, SAO. "Staff are still reviewing this report, as council is. Secondly, at this point, staff have no direction to review or report back, so if that's council's desire, that should be the direction of council. There was no such motion from council at Wednesday night's meeting. The presentation came from an $85,000 consultant's report to assess sport tourism needs and growth opportunities at Sadlin Arena, by Sierra. Sadlin Arena, formerly known as the Barry Molson Center, BMC, is located at the corner of Bayview and Mapleview Drives in the city's south end. It was commissioned in 1995, so it's 28 years old. It's still relatively modern, but it's not going to target the larger events which will go to facilities that have 5,000 or 6,000 seats," Hack said of Sadlin Arena. "It suffers from not having the most modern elements, but is still a very good building that does require some further investment. I think you do need more seats. It's the bigger, more modern facilities that get these events," he said. "Over a 10-year period, you might get three or four national events." Hack fielded questions from councillors last night about entrance locations, whether construction could be phased so as not to adversely affect the Ontario Hockey League's Barry Colts, loading areas, etc. In August 2021, Barry councillors looked at resizing Sadlin Arena. They approved a motion that city staff report back to them before completing and submitting a grant application for the Ontario Community Building Fund's capital stream to expand the Bayview Drive facility. At the time, the expansion would have involved a three-story addition on the north side of the building, including a new grand entrance to the arena with additional multi-purpose trade show space, ticket booths, concessions, a multi-use sports bar, additional office and retail space, possibly a new home for the Barry Sports Hall of Fame, additional dressing rooms, player dining and lounge facilities, medical facilities, storage and meeting space, a media lounge and VIP lounge, a new sound system, an upgraded green room along with additional spectator seating to bring its total to about 5,000.